Last week, we shared the results of a recent report on mercury contamination at Grassy Narrows. Now, it shows that mercury levels are on the rise in some areas of the English Wabagoon Waterway where people from the First Nation continue to catch fish to eat. Now, the author of that report is calling for the mercury to be cleaned up. It's been there for more than 50 years. Ontario Premier Kathleen Wynne says the report leaves many unanswered questions about remediation. Now, in a moment, we'll have reaction from the provincial NDP critic for Aboriginal Affairs. But first, let's dip into our archives for a reminder of just how long politicians have been talking about Grassy Narrows. Here's what Conservative Health Minister Frank Miller told As It Happens about mercury poisoning in the community back in 1975.
I've been alarmed for quite some time, and I've been working quite hard with two or three other ministers to see what we could do to protect the health of people not already affected on the assumption that some may be. Now, I say on the assumption that some may be because there can be lots of medical argument as to whether people are or are not. That doesn't really concern me now. If they are not, it's just by the grace of God. If they are, I'm just as determined to make sure that we prevent any further people from becoming ill.
Now, that's part of an interview with Ontario's Health Minister Frank Miller, 1975. The provincial NDP say not much has changed in the 40 years since that interview. Nickel Belt MPP Franz Gélinas is the party's Aboriginal Affairs critic. She talked with the CBC's Jody Porter.
We are calling for a cleanup of the mercury contamination into the English Wabagoon River and all of its tributary where people fish and eat the fish. It's as simple as this. It has to be cleaned up.
And how would you like to see that approached?
There has been best practices that exist as to how do you go about cleaning up waterways that have been contaminated in a way that is respectful of the environment, but in a way that gets the job done. It has been 50 years. We are now entering the second generations of people that are exposed to this really high contaminant. We see the health result on people. Mercury is so damaging to human health. I mean, it affects all of your senses from vision to hearing to speaking to touch. It is an awful poison and should not be tolerated in our environment and in our waterways. And at this point, I mean, Reed Paper did this contamination for 8 years before they were stopped from 62 to 70. It has been too long. Action has to be taken now. Let's start this. Let's put a work plan in place that will clean this up once and for all.
When I asked the premier about this, she said in considering whether a cleanup should be done, that the government needs to balance the health needs of the people, the environment, and also the economic situation. What do you make of that kind of response?
To me, this is not acceptable. This is not acceptable. To put a economic value on the health of Ontarians, they have already paid the price. We already see symptoms of mercury contamination in Ontarians that live in those areas, basically members of Grassy Narrow First Nation. This is not acceptable. The cleanup has to start now, and the cleanup has to be done. This is an obligation that each of us as Ontarians, have toward the people that live in and around Grassy Narrow, that use those waterways, that fish, and that uses this environment. I come from Sudbury. In Sudbury, we have seen what environmental disaster did. We lost hundreds of men because of a cinder plant. The idea, the the scenario is different, but at the end of the day, it was damage to our environment that was killing people. The government stepped in, cleaned this up, turned the page so that we in Sudbury could continue to live here and enjoy the environment. The same action needs to be taken in the areas of Grassy Narrow, in the English and Wabagoon River, so that we turn the page on this contamination and we can be proud of having done the right thing for the people, the right thing for the environment, and frankly, the right thing. It has to be done.
I'm just now looking at a report from 1986 that puts the price tag on remediation at around $20 million. One can assume the price has gone up since the 1980s. Is there an amount of money you see as appropriate for spending on this?
Well, I would say you can't really assume that the price tag has gone up because the technology to clean mercury has also changed in that period of time. So will it cost millions of dollars? Yes, I have no doubt that it will cost millions of dollars. But the government has a responsibility toward its citizens that it falls squarely in the plate of the provincial government to protect the health of its citizens. And right now, we know that the health of those citizens are at risk. We know they deserve our protection, and we know what to do to protect them. You clean the waterways. I don't want to see another generations of people living with this danger in their environment. I want to see the next generation being able to fish, eat the fish, enjoy the waterways, and think of it as a chapter whose page we have turned. The next generation should not have to live with this. This has been on long enough.
Really appreciate your call back and your time today.
You're welcome.
Franz Gelina is the Aboriginal Affairs critic for the provincial NDP. The Green Party in Ontario is also calling for the immediate cleanup of the mercury near Grassy Narrows. We'll keep you posted on this story. Keep following it.